Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Joe, Does this laptop make me look fat? Does it make me look smart? Did I just screw up the joke?
And so it begins.
Should I tell the dating story?
Yes.
It's a bad, bad morning when you wake up late and you realize you have to be at the radio station in 15 minutes. It's an even worse morning when on the way to said radio station, you are stopped at the end of a ramp and you look over and see a guy holding a "Will work for food" sign. And you realize he's one of the guys on Match.com that you went out with.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 yes.
Well, now in reference to your question, does this computer make me look smart? What?
Not so much.
I think we're having morning issues already.
Oh.
Guys.
I found this great website.
Okay.
IncredibleLab.com.
Incredible.
Incredible. Here's your first clue.
Okay.
Only about 10% of the world's currency is physical money. The rest only exists on computers.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's paper wealth. I'm a geek. I know these things.
Okay, then you're like ahead of the game here.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Our theme for today.
Where?
Geek.
Why? Oh, no, no. The new commercial. Who?
Who? What?
Who? No.
Anyway, from 22words.com.
Okay.
I don't know why it's 22. There's more than 22 words in this joke. They found the gene for shyness.
Mm.
They would have found it earlier, but it was hiding behind two other genes.
Oh.
Oh.
Gene, genie, take it away. Gene, genie.
So, yes, the theme for today is...
shyness.
Yeah.
To my heroes of heroes, the geeks of the world.
Yeah, and you just happen to come in wearing this t-shirt.
I know, isn't that funny?
I don't understand it, but...
Do you know what pi is? 3.1415.
Yes, yes.
National Pi Day was last year on March 14th of 15.
At 9 o'clock, 9:26 a.m. and 53 seconds.
Correct. It all lined up according to the, the number pi.
And you are wearing a t-shirt in honor of that, and you had no idea what this theme was.
That's so funny. So we like it.
Well, I have something that will amaze you.
Okay.
The curious saying or word for the day is from todayifoundout.com.
Ooh.
It's a great website, todayifoundout.com.
I don't know that I want to go there.
And we're going to talk about the word geek.
Okay. The first documented case of geek dates all the way back to 1916. At the time, the term was used to describe sideshow freaks and circuses.
Mm-hmm. Not that all different today.
Yeah, we're just not in a circus anymore. Anyway, specifically, it was typically attributed to those circus performers who were known for doing crazy things like biting the heads of very small live animals or eating live insects and the like. These performances were often called geek shows. The word itself, geek, came from the word Geck, G-E-C-K, which was originally a Low German word, which meant someone who was a fool, freak, or simpleton.
But the first documented case of nerd was in Dr. Seuss's If I Ran the Zoo in 1950.
Ooh.
The specific test was a Nurkle, a nerd, and a seersucker, too. It was just 1 year after the Dr. Seuss book in 1951, in a Newsweek magazine article, that we find the first documented case of nerd being used similarly to how we use it today. Specifically, they used it as being synonymous with someone who is a drip or a square.
Wow, that is definitely 50s. Hey, man, you're square. There are two popular theories as to where the word derived from. The first is that it was perhaps derived from drunk spelled backwards, knerd. This was fitting to describe people who studied instead of going out with friends and partying. The word nerd ended up becoming fairly popular in the 1960s, and by the 70s was hugely popularized by the TV show Happy Days, where it was used frequently.
And do you remember Joni had a crush on Potsy?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone called Potsy a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't think he was a nerd. So she called him a Dren. Dren, nerd spelled backwards.
Oh. No.
He's not a nerd. He's my Dren.
Oh. Yeah.
Top 10 list.
I don't know about Potsy, but Joni, on the other hand.
Oh, you pedophile.
What? I was her age back then.
Oh, okay. That's right. We were.
Yeah.
Moving on. The top 10 list today.
From humorlabs.com.
The top 9 signs your computer is trying to kill you.
Oh, cool. Number 9, sends emails to Kevorkian@mercykill.com every time you get a cold.
8, automated investing software keeps taking the nicks with the points, and you've already had to sign your mortgage over to Louis the Weasel.
Ooh, number 7, startup screen. How do you want to die today?
The floppy disk you just ejected is embedded in the wall behind you.
Duck. Number 5, power manager feature has 3 settings, medium, well done, and charred beyond recognition. Oh, wow.
4, shutdown message reads, it is now safe to shove your tongue into an electrical outlet.
Don't say that too loud. I know some geeks. Anyways, number 3, all systems sound replaced with the entire Yoko Ono album.
Render you deaf and then kill you.
Shivers up and down the back.
Number 2, screen saver shows flying toasters landing in a bathtub with you in it.
And the number 1 sign your computer is trying to kill you.
Web search results keep listing Hong Kong chicken recipes. Nothing against Hong Kong chicken.
No, absolutely
but when
not.
When you're searching famous presidents, that's not a good thing.
No. Thank you. I've missed that tie-in. Now I catch it. Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yes. Okay. I can throw up on the world leader, too. Oh, bravo.
Oh, bravo.
You got me on that one.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Once in a while.
I'm going to find a brick wall and bang my head. Anyways.
Oh, I love dumb criminals.
Yeah.
Love them.
From dumbcriminals.com. One of life's little lessons, number 34. Whenever you're using heavy electronic equipment, always read the instruction manual. Whoa. You don't read instruction manuals.
Okay. Every time you're using heavy electronic equipment, always read the instruction manual, if you're a woman, before you try to start using it, or at the very, very, very least, learn how to read.
According to the IDG News Service via Computer World magazine, a man in Missouri who started